Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View. My name is Phimelo Modene. Thank you for staying with us, and also to Gugu. She'll be back tomorrow at 6. Okay, lots coming up. If you are an aspiring author, you want to write books, you want to publish, please make sure that you join our conversation at 9:30. There are fantastic workshops that are put together by Jacana Media. They are really, you know, well-renowned in the publishing space, and they have a couple of workshops that they've planned this particular month. So, you know, writing workshops, publishing workshops, the like. And if you are, you know, one of those people who wants to publish, please join that conversation just after 9:30, where they'll give us all the details, how you join the workshops and so on. And then we're going to be speaking to COCTA's committee chair, portfolio committee chair in Parliament, Dr. Zweli Mkhize. He's really unhappy with how municipal governance is going on at the moment. They had a press briefing and just flagging a few things where there is wastage and so on, and really concerned also about the state of municipalities, and saying it's actually getting worse than where we were maybe a year ago. And so there are concerns there, and we'll have a conversation about that. SASSA has nabbed 11 suspects. They appeared in court today on charges of fraud, about 200 million wastage there. These are people who've had those fake cards. We'll have a conversation with SASSA spokesperson as well. But I want to start here. The president today visited one of the schools where the teacher assistance program was also just announced for this year. Really wonderful initiative, part of the Basic Education Employment Initiative. So on the line with us is a project manager, Lala Maje, on the line with us this evening. Lala, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Kimelo. Good evening, the listeners of Cry FM.
I'm going to ask maybe if we can shift you around or maybe come closer to your speaker. We are really struggling to hear you, Lala.
You can't hear me?
We hear you, but you are very faint. Let's just maybe try and see maybe how far we go. Today, the president visited Sefako Makgato Primary School in Soulsville, which was absolutely wonderful. But he was making announcements on these teacher assistants that have been brought in this particular phase. Tell us about, you know, how the day went today.
Started with the president arriving at the school that has 1,500 learners, and we have they have 38 teachers. We have supported them with 20 teacher assistants, meaning that we are providing them with additional capacity that is going to assist teachers in classroom. And we visited. The president visited specific classes that were identified, grade R class, that we speak to a reading champion. We supporting a teacher in that class with learners. And we also went to grade 7 class as well as grade 6 class. Mm. We found the curriculum assistants in those classes. They assist teachers by removing the additional administrative duties.
Mm-hmm.
So it means when the school starts, the young person will be able to prepare the classroom and make sure that when the teacher comes to start teaching, they are ready to start teaching. But they work with the teachers as they prepare the classroom, meaning they are directed on what to prepare before the lesson starts. They also went to the food garden, where we have our general school assistant that is helping the school with maintenance to ensure that our buildings do not get dilapidated.
Yeah.
We find that when anything is broken, it's fixed immediately. So we do have our GSA. And that general school assistant is a young lady that has passion for maintenance jobs. So we are going to train them to provide the new capacity to this task that we are there. The president was not alone, was the Minister of Education and the Deputy Minister of Department of Employment and Labour, because this program is funded by the Department of Employment and Labour, EIF funded.
So obviously this Basic Education Employment Initiative, unfortunately, cannot take in all the applicants. You know, you take them in phases. Just maybe give us a sense of how long does the participants stay in the program for?
They are going to stay for 6 months. They started from the 2nd of June, but they will be ending end of November. And those are going to start a bit later because the recitation of applications is ongoing.
Yeah.
They will end maybe end of December, but it's a 6 month program.
Okay. They get a stipend, and you know, there's obviously a call by the president we heard today saying, you know, one of the things that society needs to do is that as you prepare them for the workplace, then, you know, the private sector itself must ready itself to receive these learners who, not learners, but these participants who would have gained new skills.
Yes. The
schools
our professional environment, where from the school starts at a specific time, it ends at a specific time, classes start at a specific time. So there's time management that young people are learning. They learn in this professional environment how to present themselves to learners, to teachers, to parents. And there's a whole host of soft skills that young people are going to receive, communication skills, being members of teams, doing projects, because like that one who is in that garden, it's a project on his own that he has to manage that project and be able to know all the variables of the project up until delivery. So there's quite a number of soft skills and hard skills that young people are going to learn in the program, but mainly is to prepare them to be employable and to prepare them to start their own businesses. We have in this case money that is set aside to provide them with training that is going to allow them to either they want to start their own business, could be incubation. Some of them will be linked with funders that can help them to study. Some will be linked with employers. So that funding is set aside just to provide what we call exit pathways, so that when young people exit, they receive employability skills at school level, but they also receive the exit pathways that will help them to set themselves in a much more sustainable way.
Well, this line is not good at all. So I'm going to unfortunately just end it here because we're really, really struggling to hear you. That's Lala Maje, who is a project manager at Basic Education Employment Initiative. And obviously, this is on the back of the president's visit today at the Sefako Makgato Primary School in Soulsville, where he was really announcing the Basic Education Employment Initiative and this particular phase where they're taking about 200,000 students, not students, but participants who will be assisting teachers, you know, in classrooms to prepare lessons and so on. And as Ms. Majas said, for other things as well, you know, even in the garden initiatives and all of that. And so it's good. I mean, they get about 3,500 to about 4,000 rand in stipend. And hopefully when they get out of there, they'll be able to join the job market, as the president said. So all in all, I think it's a good initiative.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.